Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Wickersham. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Archie Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Horace Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Beck. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rich Beck. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton who is chasing the ball. Mercer reaches third base with a triple. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. One out. Archie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Moore reaches second base with a double. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs takes first base on ball four. Rich Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Archie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gibbs hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham bunts towards the mound. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Mercer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. Repose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Cash reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt bunts in front of the plate. Gibbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Northrup moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oiler hits a pop-up towards short. Mercer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Archie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-2 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Mercer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Mercer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Gibbs and he is out, Richardson applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 0 for 3 in the game. Repos hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Repos reaches second base with a double. Pepitone goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elston Howard pinch hits for Archie Moore. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is walked intentionally. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Repos moves to third. Two outs. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Jake Gibbs. Orlando Pena now pitching. Ray Barker pinch hits for Hector Lopez. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Barker reaches second base with a double. Repos scores. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Rich Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Elston Howard now catching. Ross Moschito now playing right field. Bill Roman pinch hits for Ray Euler. Bill Roman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roman hits a line drive into right field. Moschito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.